Thanks for joining. I'm speaking to Dr. Shashuka Malhotra. She is with Neurobehavioral Research, and I appreciate you talking with us for a couple of minutes, Dr. Malhotra. Can you tell us a bit, what is neurobehavioral research doing right now to really adapt to this COVID-19 outbreak?
Thanks, Luke. As you know, these are very uncertain time, and it is a learning curve. Every day we learn something new. But first step we have worked on is to make sure we follow all CDC guidelines at our facility to keep patients safe as well as the team members safe. Majority of our patients initially were hesitant to continue in the study, and we made, email blast and text blast and phone calls to the patient to, you know, psychologically help them to understand that we are still open. Clinical trials is essential care. There is a purpose behind a lot of science and help for future generation in participating in clinical trials. And I'm so proud of my patients, even for MCI studies, mild cognitive impairment and Alzheimer's studies. You know, once I was able to, or my team member were able to talk to caregivers who were clearly concerned about their elderly patients, 100% commitment for patients, or I don't like calling them subject, but I like to call them patients because I'm a physician and they are patients I'm providing care to. They like to stay in study, and they are asking questions like, will this data be used? They are worried about data. They are worried about science behind the study. That shows full commitment, and I cannot be more proud of them. So we are doing things like all the patients are expected to stay in their car, and we text them when we are ready to take them in, so there are not many people in the lobby. We can have the 6 feet difference. Once they come in, my front team member, who would have a mask on, would take their temperature, and then after that we escort them to our restrooms where we have alcohol-based wash soap so they can wash their hands. After that, we go to the rooms, and we try to keep the contact very minimal with the patient or maintain a difference, because the key step is to keep patients safe and do not expose them in any way to COVID possible. Same way, we have put new standard of procedures to make sure that to educate our team members and patients that if you're sick, if you have fever, if you have any symptoms, then it is better to stay away. And we have put things in place to try to create a virtual visit with patients. We are connecting to central pharmacies and local healthcare agencies who can draw blood, and reaching out to sponsors and CROs to compensate us to able to do those study visits. Again, we can't do any of this without the patient help, and they are very engaged. The problem we are having is with new subjects or new patients to come in the study, people are very uncertain. We are trying to educate them via our websites or text blast all the information which can make them feel secure and safe, and hopefully in future continue to participate in clinical trials. And that's where we need, advocacy groups like Star Coalition and all the sponsors and CRO and a community to kind of continue to push towards patient participating in clinical trial. And only way we can do it if we make them feel safe that we are doing everything to keep them safe in the trials.
Well, I appreciate everything that you guys are doing at Neurobehavioral Clinical Research to take care of the patients. That is a number one priority that we have right now. I hope that that the community continues to pull together, and we appreciate everything that you're doing, Dr. Malhotra. So thank you guys for listening in for a few minutes. We've been speaking to Dr. Shashuka Malhotra. She's the CEO of Neurobehavioral Clinical Research. You can reach them on their website if you want to learn some more about NBC, or if you'd like to just get some of their information that they're talking about around the COVID-19. It's at nbclinicalresearch.com. N as in neuro, B as in behavioral, clinicalresearch.com. Thank you, Dr. Malhotra, and we will hope to speak to you again soon.
Thank you, Luke. Thank you for arranging this educational series.